Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. A Pella Elementary teacher has been named one of three state finalists in the science category for the Presidential Awards for Excellence in Math and Science Teaching. Jill Payne joins us on today's program to discuss the recognition. First of all, how did you come to Pella and become a fifth grade teacher here?
I initially came to Pella for Central, so I went to Central for my undergrad and did my student teaching at Jefferson. So when I got to student teach, the teacher that I did my student teaching with moved away, so I interviewed for her job. So I feel like it was kind of an unfair option because I could answer all the questions they were asking because I was teaching in that classroom at that time. So it was kind of awesome. So I went to Central. I did Teacher Academy there. So I started at Jefferson as a sophomore and then worked at Jefferson with Jenny Sorheim and then with Jen Vogt Phillips before she moved. And then I took her spot.
And here you are today.
Here I am, yep.
A fifth grade teacher. What goes on in your classroom? What are the subjects that you mainly focus on? And what are some of the things you do with the fifth graders here?
I teach math and science, and I love it. It's awesome. I love science because kids really like it. And our goal in fifth grade and in all the grades, we've worked really hard, K-5, K-6 even, just to get kids to really be able to do science. That when they come in, we're not just reading about it and looking at it, but we're actually doing it. So what kinds of things can we get them to do that a real scientist would do? That they're doing the research, they're asking the questions, they're kind of leading the class. So when I give them a topic, they generate questions on what don't I know about that topic or what could I learn about it, and then those questions kind of guide where we go. And it's really cool to see how excited they get to know that, like, wait a minute, I get to decide a little bit about what we're doing. And they kind of have a little vested interest in those questions then, and some motivation, and it's fun to see what they can do. And I think it's always, no matter, every year I teach the same topics, but every year each group comes up with something within that topic that we've never done before. And it's really cool as a teacher to be able to do that, that I'm continuing to learn from them as much as they're learning from me. And when we're pushing that, and the things that they can do when you just kind of step out of their way and let them have a chance to do it are awesome. And it's really about kind of those life skills. When I don't know something, how can I figure it out and what would I do? So hopefully not only are they learning science, but they're also learning things they can take with them to other subjects and other areas of their life. And then I like the math because not everybody loves math. And it's fun to kind of teach it in the same way that I teach science, where they kind of feel like they have a hand in it and some control in it, what we're doing. And to hopefully, not everybody's going to love math when they leave, but I hope at least some of them can find a, like, oh, I'm okay at this. I didn't really think I was, but I am. I can do this, and it's okay that I'm still learning and putting it together.
And what makes this age range, the fourth through sixth grade, fifth grade, what makes it such an important time for education? And I would argue, and many teachers argue every year is, but what about this group in particular makes it unique, especially as some of these kids start to really figure out who they are?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest key here, is that we're a transition year, not only academically transitioning from the lower elementary to the middle school, high school feel, but also a transition kind of within their own life, where I am a little more independent and I do have that opportunity and that time to figure out, who am I? Where do I fit? What am I doing? And so it's awesome and it's kind of crazy all at the same time, because it's hard. So they're trying to balance that social and that academic aspect too. And where do I fit? And do I still listen to the teacher, or is my friend's opinion a little more important right now as I try to find where I am? And so I think that's what I love about this age, is that they really are starting to find themselves and figure things out. And it's fun to be able to be a part of that. And I think that's the important part that we have as teachers, is helping them with that transition from that lower elementary where they have the same teacher all day and they really have that, to now I have multiple teachers and I have to learn the expectations of multiple teachers. I have to have all my stuff ready to go when I get from one teacher to the next. And we don't transition quite as many times here as they do as they get older, but it's that really transition phase. And it's a lot of transition from the guidance part, where I'm going to show you, we're going to do it together, to, okay, now how would you do it? If I let you do it, how would you do it? How would you figure it out? What would you ask? Where would you go? And so they start to get a little more of that independence. And so it is a pretty big jump and a big step here. And I think it's that we have that important role. So I think that's part of the fifth grade too, is we feel that importance. And so it's always a, how can we make that transition a little smoother, but also make it that big impact that we can have on them at this point, where they are trying to figure out what they're doing, and how can I have the most impact in that small window.
part of the reason why we're here today is that you were nominated for a national award, as I understand, recently, one that one of your colleagues won a couple of years ago in the math and science field. Yeah. What did it mean for you to be in this nomination process and to be recognized among, you know, the best in your field, so to speak?
Yep. It was awesome. I was really excited. Dr. Brian Hand from the University of Iowa is the one who nominated me, and I have worked with Kari Pingle and Josh Dean Hook, and I have worked with Dr. Hand for several years on the science writing heuristic and just how can we better deliver science education and just really teaching in general. How can we be better teachers in general, and what does it mean to learn and teach? So he's definitely pushed me outside my comfort zone, and I would say is a big influence in where I am and how I teach today. And so to be recognized kind of by him and feel like, okay, I kind of learned what he was teaching, and I've got that, was awesome. And then just to know, obviously I work with Kari and Josh, and they push me to be a better teacher every year. So to even be able to be a part of an award that they've both won is really awesome. So I feel like there's a little pressure there, but it's also just awesome to have them also as colleagues, to know that they do great things and that they can push me and help me too when I don't, my lesson tanked and I need help. I've got people who really want to do the best they can for kids to help me get there.
Once again, that was Jefferson Intermediate fifth grade teacher Jill Payne. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.